Welcome to Day in the Life of a Fifth Grader. I'm Agent 16.
I'm Agent 2. Today we are going to be talking about best basketball shoes.
I am Agent 12. We are glad you have joined us.
This podcast is sponsored by our teacher, Dr. Friedman.
Today we are going to tell you about some good tips and facts about basketball shoes. First off, when you go to the store to get new ones, you have a lot of options. You might want to pick the coolest ones, but you should pick the most accurate and comfortable ones for you.
Now I will tell you a little bit about some comfortable shoes. If they aren't comfy, your feet will start to hurt. Something gigantic that is loose on your feet will let you move all around freely. Or if you like it tight on your feet, get something smaller. But always just get what you like best or what you think is best for the way you play.
I have gone shoe shopping, and it may be hard to decide how it looks or feel. And it is a hard decision. It will be your choice. My favorite looking shoe is the Giannis 4. They are comfy and cool. After you pick your shoe, you will feel jubilation and you will feel proud of yourself.
Have you ever wondered when to get new shoes? Throughout the course of your career, you'll have to change a shoe. The best recommendation is to get new shoes every 3 to 4 months if you play 2 to 3 times a week. The longer you have the same shoes, the more stress they can put on your feet. When your feet start to hurt, then you know it's time to revive your shoes.
Did you know that if you preserve shoes for so long and when every other pair comes extinct or deteriorates and they are the only ones that have survived, they are suddenly one of the most expensive shoes? That is because shoes' duration of how long factories make them is limited.
Did you know that the highest selling basketball shoes are Kobe 6 Proto because of how good the traction is on the shoe? I would have thought it was evidently the Harden Volume 7 because of how popular they were in 2023. They were so popular because they felt so good on most players' feet, or maybe a pair of LeBrons because they navigate you to your destination, the hoop. Once you score, the defense is full of despair now, and their heads are thinking obscure thoughts because they can't stop you.
This has been Day in the Life of a Fifth Grader. Thank you for listening.